I'm Rose, and I want to read to you a book that the Lord gave me to write, a devotional called 30 Days, The Champion in You. And I want you to know that it's got 30 days of teaching you and showing you how to love the Lord far greater and know His love far greater and be who He's made you to be every day. So let's get started. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to enjoy till it overflows. John 10:10. Do you want to live, to experience the rich, abundant life that Jesus promised in John 10:10? The Bible tells us that as a man thinks or believes in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. When you believe in your heart that you are an overcomer in Christ, then you will act like an overcomer, and you will be an overcomer. You can have victory in every area of your life. That's why I put together this simple yet extremely effective, powerful tool of God's love, His words, and encouragement to help you see you through and your thoughts on victory. Every day is yours in glorious living. When your thoughts are filled with victory, your actions experience, and life will be filled with that victory to the glory of God. God has promised to lead you into victory in every area of your life, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially. It is my prayer and my promise of God and His praise that as you spend time with Him, the Lord Himself, each day, you will accept the power of your living God living inside your spirit. You will rise high and higher to live as the grand champion that God made you, as the winner that He says that you are. I love you with all my strength. Let's get started. Day one, think the way God thinks. We love Him because He first loved us. 1 John 4:19. God loves you with all His strength. He knows that you love Him. He wants you to know that you love Him. No matter where you are in life right now, God has much more, far more in store for you. God wants to give you far more love, far more blessings, far more victories, far more wisdom, so you can make wise, better decisions. Begin today to think like God thinks. Think increase. Think big. Think big things. Experience expansive. God has never had greater new frontiers for you to explore. He has higher mountains for you to stay on top of. I can guarantee you, your best days of victory are right out in front of you. Start expecting the unexpected. Look at life through your beautiful eyes of love and faith. When you do, God will show up and begin to work things out in your favor. Take a big step toward your victory today. And watch God move on your behalf. Your prayer for today. Heavenly Father, I thank You that You love me right where I am. I thank You that You have love for me and opportunities beyond anything I can dream, dare dream. Teach me how to think like You and see myself the way You see me with Your sweet eyes of love, so I can experience all you have for me today. I worship you, Lord. Day 2. Develop God's vision on victory, of victory. I am not in bondage, Jesus said, to fear. I have received the spirit of adoption. I have a daddy, and I cry, Father, Father, to him. That's Romans 8:15. Do you have God's victory of victory, his vision of victory for you, for your life? Do you see and sense victory in your every step? Are you living each day running over with love and faith and high expectations? Today's verse doesn't say that someday you will be free from the bondage of fear. He didn't say maybe next week, next month, or next year. God said, the spirit of freedom you have received is right now. God wants to do something new in your life right now, today. Let's go. Let go of you and your old way of thinking and take hold of the new life God has for you. God said in Jeremiah 29:11, my plans for you are good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. His plans are for you to live fearlessly, regardless of what has happened in your past. No matter what, his plans are always for your highest good. God is your heaven and heavenly Father. Let go of the past now. Seek God's plans and develop the vision of victory that he has for you. Your prayer for today, Heavenly Father, thank you that you have set me free from the bondage of fear, the fear spirit. Thank you for putting your vision of victory in my heart. Lord, help me put you first in all I do. Father, bless me in a special way so I can be your blessing too. Day 3, have a plan. God said, love never fails or comes to an end. Your love, O God, is in me, and I never fail. 1 Corinthians 13:8. In order to fulfill your destiny, and your destiny is Jesus, you have to have a plan according to God's purpose and stay focused to fulfill that plan. Wake up each day knowing where you're headed, what you are going to accomplish, then stick with it at all costs. Don't allow distractions or busyness of life to get you off course. Ask yourself, is what I'm thinking and doing moving me toward my God-given destinations? Is this my purpose in life? Am I wasting my time being busy? Am I making progress? Ephesians 1:4-6 says, I am the chosen and accepted of God, my Lord God, you. Don't look to the right or the left. Keep your eyes fixed straight ahead. Proverbs 4:25. Keep your eyes, your ears, your energy, and time on those things that help you fulfill your destinations. Remember, God's plans are for you to live life the fullest in his love. His plans for you are to be blessed in abundance and be in his abundant love and blessings that never, never fails. Your prayer for today, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your plans of unfailing love for me. Help me keep my schedule to accomplish your will today. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who guides me, comforts me into all truth. Help me honor you in all I do today. Amen. Day 4. Speak only what you seek. Whatever you ask, God says, for in prayer, believe that is given and granted to you, and you will get it. No one but Jesus sits on the throne of my life. You, O God, made me a commander. That's Mark 11, 23. When you live a life of victory, you must speak positive words of love and faith. Declare what God says about your situation. Philippians 4:13 declares, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Jesus promises to strengthen and enable you no matter how inadequate you feel. When times of adversity come, do you declare that you are an overcomer through Christ? Anyone can be positive while things are great and going great. But your response during adversity will make or break you. Don't look at the things and the facts of any situation. Look at the truth of God's word. Speak His truth over your situation until the facts line up with His word, and they will. Make a decision right now that you are going to make it through and quickly, and the adversity will end. Your prayer for today, Heavenly Father, the words of my mouth are yours. I honor you by speaking your thoughts, your love, your victory over my life. I speak your life over the lives of those around me, those that love me and that I love. Help me stay focused on your word today. Help me know your promises that I can do all things with you by my side. Amen. Day 5. Strength is mine. The ability, God said, of command is in my spirit. I command the seed I've already planted to produce the hundredfold unlimited return now. That's Mark 10:30. We all face difficulties and challenges at times. God doesn't send those storms, but it's in difficult times that we grow and we develop. We become stronger. It's an opportunity to watch God's word come alive in your life. Your victory is on the other side of that difficulty. Don't run, stand in the fact and in the face of everything that is hard and has commanded you see God's word to develop you. Expect God to deliver you and use the challenges to stretch you and enlarge your vision, His vision for you. Remain filled with God's love and faith. Simply decide to honor God and serve Him no matter what comes against you, and God will not make light of anything you go through. He knows. You are maturing and growing to become the strong overcomer and commander God has created you to already be. God will promote you and produce every seed you sow beyond your dreams. You'll come out of every time to live the rich life that He has promised you. Your prayer for today, Heavenly Father, thank you for making me strong. My spirit is one with you, O God, fused with your spirit. I thank you that because you are faithful to me, I can be faithful and am faithful to you. Give me your will and your wisdom to make the right decisions today and the strength to stand strong. Amen. Day 6. Be joyful alive always. God says, I will say, and surely God shall. That's Psalms 91, 2 and 4. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8, 10. His joy in you is your strength. In Psalms 91, David said that he remained in this secret place under Almighty God's shadow, the most high place of refuge. There he remained stable and fixed, whose power no foe could withstand. Remaining in God's refuge, his shadow, means in good times and tough times. The Bible tells us to stay filled with joy no matter what we are facing. The enemy knows that the joy, God's joy of himself in you is your strength. He knows he must get you down and discouraged before you'll be weak, and you'll be weak and feeble so that he can defeat you and challenge the Father. Where you are filled with joy and have a good attitude, you keep yourself strong. This positive attitude of love and faith paves God's way to work miracles for you in your life. God can turn your situation around in the twinkling of an eye. Make a decision today to keep a good attitude. Stay full of His joy by meditating, thinking on the promises and goodness of God. There are 8,810 promises of God. Stay full, supernatural, in your strength is God's victories and His victorious life He has richly planned for you. Your prayer for today, dear Father, thank you that your joy and love flows like a river over me. Thank you that I am blessed and a blessing, and I cannot be cursed. Thank you, Father, that you cause me to triumph in all things. I bless you today, Lord, and rejoice in your goodness. Amen. Day 7. You are approved. God said, I've been given a rod of authority from Father God. Exodus 4:17. Jesus, the Word, is your rod to speak. Isaiah 11:1. You are approved by Almighty God, creator of this universe and universes. Isn't this awesome? You are created in His image, and you are the apple of His eye. You did not choose God. God chose you. He is pleased with you. You are His most precious treasure, His creation. Before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, God said you are approved, and He knew you before. Jeremiah 1:5. And His approval doesn't depend on you never making mistakes. Yes, God's approval is, He approves you no matter how many weaknesses you may think you have or how many times you fall. You can get right back up and hold your head high, very high. Don't allow the enemy to bring fear, his spirit, and strife in your life. His suggestions that you are not good enough is a lie from the pit of hell. Stand strong in your rod of God's word about yourself, knowing that God has not only chosen you, Almighty God approves you. Your prayer for today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your unconditional love for me. Thank you for approving and accepting me. I ask you to reveal yourself and your love to me today, greater than ever before. No matter what, I will keep moving forward with you and all of your victory on my path of victory. Amen. Day 8. Follow close your victory. God said, I make a decision to obey the truth. 1 Peter 1:22. Beloved, it's time to be aggressive, to be filled with energy, obeying the truth, and let God and let go of you, of your past. Do one thing, press on forward to the abundant life God has in store for you. Forget the rest, the past. That's Philippians 3:13-14. Rise up to go bold after your victory. Follow close the happiness, health, and peace that God has promised you in His Word. Your enemy will not triumph over you. That's Psalms 41:11. God told Joseph to cross over the Jordan River, to go in and possess the land. Possess is to follow close, to pursue, to drive out anything standing in his way, to do what God told him to do. Jesus said in Matthew 11:12, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Stop dwelling on past mistakes or failures. Determine to never look back. Set your focus on your Lord God's love and word. He is His word, His promises. You'll discover God's peace, joy, and prosperity when you do. Your prayer for today. Dearest Heavenly Father, thank you that you give me the boldness, the strength to follow close to your victory for my life. I determine today to forget past failures. I know they are washed clean by the precious blood of your Son, Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Today I rise up and pursue. I declare your plans you have prepared for me. I am filled in my heart, Lord, with your joy and peace. Amen. Day 9. Blessings are yours. God says, "The blessing of the Lord makes me rich." Proverbs 10:22. Your greatest blessings began when God said He created you in His image in Genesis 1:26. God is blessing. He is your blessing. A blessing is not a blessing until it is declared. Speak the blessing that God spoke in the name of Jesus. Declare you are blessed with God's supernatural wisdom and receive how He created you. Receive God's clear vision and direction for your life. Declare today that you are creative. You have courage, talents, and abundance. You are blessed with a strong will, self-discipline. You are blessed with great family, good friends, good heart, good health, love and faith, favor and fulfillment. You are blessed with success, supernatural strength, promotion, and divine promise and protections are yours. You are blessed with a compassionate heart. You have positive outlook on life. Declare that any curses or negative words that's ever been spoken over you is broken right now in the name of Jesus. Speak that everything you put your hand to is going to prosper today. Your hands are God's hands. Your prayer for today, Precious Father, thank you for speaking blessings over my life in your word. Thank you for equipping me with everything that I need to be prosperous. Teach me to consistently believe in great faith and declare your blessings over my life and the lives of those around me and those who love me. Thank you, Father. Amen. Day 10. You can trust me with money. The Lord said, God, I make decisions to be someone you can trust with money. Luke 6:38. God is always giving us opportunities. He trusts us. He trusts us with His word and with finances. That's 1 Thessalonians 2:4. It is God's desire that you grow and develop to reach your full potential. Anytime you take a step forward, the enemy will be around to try to bring opposition and adversely come against you. That's 1 Corinthians 16:9. God promises through Him you can overcome any opposition. People are looking to bless you and give into your life today. Step out in love and faith. Stand your ground and keep doing all you know to do. Keep praying, reading the Word, the Bible, speaking God's love and forgiveness, and going to church. Keep your heart tender. Speak words of hope and victory over your life. The enemy will see that you are more determined than he is. He'll back down, stand focused. You stay focused, full of joy, no matter what comes against you. You have made a decision. You are God's blessed, and He can trust you. Your prayer today, Heavenly Father, thank you for every opportunity to advance in life with you. I ask for your wise wisdom to make the right choices. I determine to be trustworthy with your blessings, and I promise I am in your promises. I thank you that you are bigger than any problem I face. Thank you for loving me and setting me free in victory forever. Amen. Day 11, live to give. I'm expecting favor, enlightenment, power, ideas, and concepts to rain down on me. I'm loaded with praises. That's Psalm 68:19, Proverbs 8:12, Psalms 115:13-16. God wants you to become happy and be happy. He wants you to live a satisfied life. Jesus said, I have come that you may have and enjoy life and have it to the fullest until it overflows. A major key to enjoying life is that we live to give. God lives to give. True happiness, true fulfillment comes when you give of your life in some ways to others. In any way, God promises to multiply back to you what you give. That's Luke 6:38. Step out in faith, His great faith. Open a door for God's hand of blessing to move through you on your behalf and as His hands. It's the simple principle of sowing and reaping. God has specific plans for every one of us, every one of our lives. His plans involve reaching out, touching others, touching people with His love, forgiveness, His mercy and compassion, His grace, the truth. Ask the Lord today to show you how you can share His love with others by giving of yourself, your time, your talents, and of course your resources today. Your prayer for today, dear Father, thank you for teaching me how to live to give. Your opportunities are great and many to share your love and compassion with others. I know that as I step out to give of myself, you will use me, Father, to be a blessing to others. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Your mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in your house, in you, Father, forever. Amen. Day 12. The gift of faith feeds. God said, I cannot fail. I'm marked by the blood, and the blood of Jesus is crying out for me. That's Genesis 4:10. As a child of God, you have the power within you to overcome the world and to be the world's overcomer. That includes everything in the world and everything the world brings your way. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And you hear the Word of God and store it in your heart. Your faith, His great faith in you, in Him, governs and grows strength and grows you stronger. When the enemy tries to attack you through sickness, the fear spirit, worries, or financial mistakes, mishaps, Just put your faith to work by speaking and deciding the Word of God and practicing His great faith in you. Declare that by His stripes you are healed and made whole. Speak and declare that you are marked by the blood of Jesus and nothing crosses the bloodline of your living Christ. Declare that perfect love casts out all fear. Declare that God shall supply, has supplied all your needs before you even know you have a need, because you are born of God. You have His great faith to overcome the world. Store the Word of God in your heart, your mind, and your mouth. Declare it in your times of need. Your prayer for today, Dearest Father, thank you. I am crowned with wealth and attractiveness. Thank you that your words bring faith and understanding and purpose into my life. Thank you, Father, for your truth, the truth that is stored in my spirit, my heart, and you give me victory, the victory needed. Thank you, Father, for reminding me today of your victorious word. Amen. Day 13. Throw down the past. Nothing is impossible to me or for me. That's Matthew 19:26. One of the big keys to overcoming disappointments in this life is learning to let go. Throw down the past. And the past is as close as yesterday or 3 days or 3 hours ago or this past second. You let go by choosing to forgive. You forgive those who have hurt or wronged you. You forgive yourself. You believe that God will restore you and everything and anything that was taken or that you let the enemy take. When you receive your Christ's forgiveness in your own life, you are setting free, releasing from the pressure to make us be sad for past mistakes or failures. Your heart soars as you experience the light. The heaviness of the load is lifted. The future becomes brighter with all God has in store. Don't let regrets, bitterness, unforgiveness of yesterday, last week, last year, destroy the hopes of tomorrow. No matter what, God is your God. Lord God of restoration, He will restore what the enemy has stolen from you that you agreed to be stolen. Accept God's mercy, His forgiveness today. Throw down the past like a bag of poison snakes. Look toward the wonderful plans God has for your future. Your future is now and not next week or not last week. God has blessings in place for you right now. Your prayer today, Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts of forgiveness. Thank you that release is mine from every past hurt and wrong I have ever experienced and caused. I trust and run to you, Lord. You are and you have the brightest future for me. Thank you for all you have done and stored up for me. Help me forgive in my heart. Amen. Day 14, an attitude of gratefulness. Jesus gave his joy to me, and it is overflowing. That's John 15:11. Beloved, the drought is over in your life, and the curses are broken. Your words pollute or purify. That's Ephesians 4:29. If you constantly complain, you release poisons into your life, into your mind, into your heart. Complaining is not based on your circumstances. It's based on the attitude in your circumstances and heart. Keep the right attitude during any adversity, and God will honor you. That's 1 Peter 5:6. A heart full of gratitude leaves no room for complaining or corruption. There is always something to thank God for. Start thanking Him for giving you life and salvation through Jesus Christ, your Lord. Thank Him for the air you breathe. The breath of Him is your breath. Thank Him for the sunsets, the sunrises you enjoy. Thank Him for the promises in His Word that no matter where you are in life, He is there leading, guiding, protecting you, prospering you, providing for you. Decide today to live a life thanking Him and being full of thanksgiving. You are God's chosen. You are God's beloved. Don't allow the poison of complaining to rob you from receiving all God has for you. God's prayer for you today. Dear Father, I am thankful for your love and peace that you have given me, and I can celebrate my life. Help me receive all you already have done for me. Thank you for blessing me and hunting me down when I stray away. I am marked for good, blessing, and favor. Extraordinary results are mine. My days of failure and defeat, mistakes, are over forever. Amen. Day 15. Restoration is mine. You, God, have granted me life and favor. That's Job 10:12. God has promised to restore all things that the enemy has stolen because I agreed. He wants you to be and to have a satisfied life. However, just because God gives this greatness, this great promises, doesn't mean it will actually come to pass in your life. You have to do your part. You have to develop a mentality for restoration, expectation, expecting things to change in favor, in your favor. God will restore the years that the locust has eaten. That's Job 2:25-26. Be strong-willed, determined. Do everything you can to recover what the enemy has stolen. Remember, obstacles are simple and simply great opportunities for you to advance. When you do your part to mentally, emotionally, physically think in God's favor and restoration, God will take every obstacle that comes into your life away. He will turn it into a stepping stone you can use that stone to take you to a place of highest honor and greater blessings. 1 Peter 5, 6 tells us to bow ourselves before the mighty hand of God so that he may honor, exalt us, and we can honor and exalt him. That word bow means to deliberately put yourself into a position of rest. That word bow means to worship. You can rest and trust in the Lord's greatest love for you. Your prayer for today, dear Father, thank you for promising to restore to me what the enemy has stolen. Teach me to rest. Trust your more than life love and live in a mental state of your restoration. Thank you for keeping me and giving me favor and a richest life of your victory. Amen and amen. Day 16. Focus, focus, focus. The future is now. God says, I am growing divine favor in divine favor, and I expect it all the time. 2 Peter 3, 18. God is constantly planting new seeds of victory inside you. You cannot lose for winning. God makes you and your name famous and distinguishes you. You are to be able and satisfied and with all favor and full of the blessings of the Lord and possess the land now. That's Deuteronomy 33, 23. God is trying to increase you. He wants to enlarge the place of your tent, your vision, and make it clear. Isaiah 54, 2. He wants you at a new level of victory and blessings. In order for this to happen and to take place, God's seeds must take root in your heart. You must replace and strengthen your stakes. You've got to see yourself successful, increasing, strengthening, developing. Your eyes of love and faith must look into the eyes and heart of Almighty God. The enemy doesn't want you to fulfill your desires and your destinies and destination God has for you. He wants to discourage you and uproot your seeds. To stop him, you must stay focused on God's promises right now. Constant meddling or not meditating on his promises does not thank the Lord. So thank him for his divine love, favor, and faithfulness, his great faithfulness he has given you. Your prayer for today, Heavenly Father, I focus and commit myself and my thoughts to you today. I purpose my heart to stay focused on you first and the good plans you have for me today. Holy Spirit, remind me of God's words and love so that I can feel my heart within his power of his victory right now, today. In Jesus' name, amen. Day 17, balance your life. Do not cast away your confidence, for it will be richly rewarded. That's Hebrews 10, 35. Are there areas in your life that you are not confident because You are taking care of everyone else. If you are always on the go, constantly working, never taking time for yourself, it may be cover up for other things. You are working too hard. You are worth God's time. Stress and being overwhelmed does not allow you to enjoy your life the way God intended. Living a balanced life means being in total peace, joy, and health. The Song of Solomon 1:6 speaks of the vineyard keeping, not taking care of their own vineyard. Are you good at giving care to everyone, family, friends, workers, making sure they are happy, but you neglect yourself? When you are refreshed emotionally, spiritually, physically, you are able to give to others most effectively. Bring balance into your life. Begin to enjoy every day to the first and the fullest, just the way God intended. Keep your confidence up in God's desires to keep you and rest you in Him, and you will be richly rewarded. Today's prayer for you. Dearest Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me the wise wisdom, the horse sense wisdom to make right things and make right choices and decisions, to bring balance into my life. I make the decision to put you first in all that I do. I am confident to take time to live my life in myself by spending balanced time for myself with you, Lord. Help me to be more effective in sharing and giving to others as well as myself. Amen. Day 18. Strife out of my life. I will set no evil before my eyes. Psalms 101:3. Does there seem to be an invisible road block in your life? Are you praying and seeking God for a change? Are you experiencing God's blessing best? His blessings and favor are to be in overflow. The Bible tells us in James 3:16 that where there is jealousy and selfishness, there will be strife and every evil work. Strife brings confusions. Strife opens the doors to the enemy with his bags of snakes. Strife extinguishes hope. It is a cancer that creeps into your life to steal your peace and destroy relationships. You must constantly stay guarded and on guard against strife. Make the decision to walk in love and peace at all costs. Strife is evil. Set no evil before your eyes. Follow Jesus and His example. Let your words and actions bring life to those around you and to you. Focus on loving people more than proving your point. As you prefer and honor others, laying your own opinions aside, you will discover a level of love and peace you never dreamed possible. You'll rise into a level of God's love and His abundance and rest like never before. Today's prayer for you, Heavenly Father, show me where I may be hiding strife of selfishness in my heart. Right now, I repent of any attitudes that are unpleasing to you, Lord. Anything that blocks the flow of your Spirit through my spirit, show me. I want to demonstrate, Father, your love to others this day. Use me to bring hope, joy, and encouragement at all times to others and to myself. Amen. Day 19. By your Spirit I live. If you live by Spirit, you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. That's Galatians 5:16. Did you know that you make 2,500 choices every day? You are destined to be molded into the image of Jesus, to grow and develop in your spirit until you look just like Him. Your spirit is fused with His spirit, and you are in His image. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your decisions. Choosing to live according to the Spirit is the most important decision you can ever make. God's supernatural process of this kind of decisions and decision making begins the moment you were born again. You were changed on the inside instantly. One way God speaks to you is through your spirit. That small voice inside that prompts you when you should or should not do something. When you choose to obey God's leading, that inner prompting small voice will always make the right choice. Spend more time, pursue the things of the Spirit, and you will spend less time pursuing the things of the flesh. Remember Jeremiah 29:11 promises that God has great plans in store for you. When you choose to follow His leading, He will guide you on a path of amazing victory and outstanding blessings in every area of your life. Your prayer for today. Precious Father, thank you for leading me and promising to guide me by your Spirit. I ask you today to teach me to clearly know your promptings. My heart is so full, I can follow you and your teachings and leadings. Thank you for settling in me my freedom to walk in good choices and victory today. Amen. Day 20. Screen your thoughts. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. Years ago, the Lord woke me up to the fact that as long as I focus on the problem, not the answer, or him, I will never see the victory. Did you know that what you think determines the direction and quality of your actions? The Bible encourages us to think on these things that are pure, wholesome, and of a good report. Philippians 4:8 says this, in order for you to think on the right things, it is important for you to screen what you're watching, what you're reading, what you're hearing, what you're saying, what you're thinking. Don't let the enemy slowly deceive you by desensitizing you to what is good and pure. Don't let him pull you down by watching or being involved in things that are questionable. Remember, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your spirit is his temple. Fill your thoughts with the promises of God, found in his word. Promises of peace, joy, freedom, promises of safety, deliverance, and provision, promises of a future and a hope, promises of protection and prosperity. These are only found through Jesus Christ. As you screen your thoughts, your flesh thoughts, filling your mind in God's word, and thanking God you are not alone. You have God's thoughts. You have the mind of Christ's thoughts. Victory will come alive in every area of your life. This is his promise. Your prayer for today. Heavenly Father, today I thank you that you will fill my thoughts and that you fill my heart and thoughts with your promises. I choose this day to focus first on you. I focus first on the good things you have in store for me. I will meditate on your word first. Thank you for guiding me in every action. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Day 21. Today I wait and rest. Just think of him who endured bitter hostility against himself in comparison with your trials, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart and faint in your mind. That's Hebrews 12:3. I know God put dreams and desires in your heart, things you are hoping for, praying about, and believing in. The Bible says if you or I will bow ourselves, deliberately put ourselves in a position of rest, that means trust, understanding the strong hand of God, he will exalt and honor us. 1 Peter 5:6, and then you will arise to your rest. When you have a dream from God in his heart, you don't have to struggle and try to force it to happen or figure it all out. You don't have to be worried or frustrated, wondering if it's ever going to come to pass. When you have the promises of God deep in your heart, in your spirit, the Bible says you will enter into the rest of God. That's a place of total trust, a place where you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is going to see you through. It's a place of faith, great faith of God, knowing that God is in control completely. And at the time, exact time, right time, He will bring your dream He has put in your heart to pass. Your prayer for today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the desires and dreams you've placed in my heart. Today I choose to confident trust you, and I want and rest in you while you bring these dreams to pass. I know you are faithful, Father. Thank you, God, for directing me every step of the way. Thank you, Father, for honoring and exalting me. Amen, in Jesus' name. Day 22. Fear is gone. God said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I take comfort. I will not be seized with fear or alarm or be terrified. What can mere man do to me? That's Hebrews 13:5-6. When you step out to do something big for God, the enemy sends challenges, distractions, opportunities to throw you off course. He will try to send you running. But you have the promises of God working behind the scenes for you. And you are self-conscious. Are you self-conscious? Are you afraid of what people might say about you instead of obeying God? What if God tells you to pray for someone in a wheelchair and they don't get up? What if you start believing for financial prosperity and go broke? What about this? What about this, God? I work too good, will I? I won't look too far away from you. I won't leave you. When you take a stand, you declare you're faithful in God. Automatically, you raise your shield of faith. All the flaming arrows of the evil one are halted. That's Ephesians 6:16. So take a stand today. Stay the course with the Lord, with God, who never fails you, leaves you, or gives you up. Take a stand for you, and in your Bible studies, in your Bible study time. Pray and praise life, your service and giving to others is absolute. See fear flee. The Lord is for you in every area of your life, emotionally, mentally, socially, financially. Your prayer for today, Heavenly Father, thank you your promises to bring me to victory are certain. I ask for your strength as I take a stand to do what is right according to your word, Lord. I know your hand A blessing is on my obedience. I bless your name today, and I will seek to serve you in everything at all times. In Jesus' name, amen. Day 23. Favor is mine. The Lord bestows favor and glory, honor, splendor. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. That's Psalms 84:11. Wow, what an awesome promise. No good thing does our Lord God withhold. God has rich, abundant blessings to flood out over our lives, over us, over the lives of those we love. His rich favor and victory is crowned in your life. Other words for favor and honor and glory are that he wants you to thrive and excel in your life every day in every way. You are his beloved child, a child of the Most High God. You walk in his favor every day, not because of anything you do or who you are, but because of who God says you are and whose you are. You are his. You are favored because you are God's child. He wants you to be favor-minded. This mental means is simply that you are releasing your faith, his great faith in you, knowing that God wants to bless you. The more favor-minded you are, the more of God's favor you are going to see. Begin deciding today that you have the favor of God surrounding you, protecting you, providing for you. God's favor brings you to the places of peace, hope, glory, joy, victory, and richest blessings like you've never experienced ever. God's plans are to bless you all day, all year, all of your life. Your prayer for today. My Father God, thank you for wanting me to be your child. Thank you for pouring out blessings and favor. Thank you for helping me to be your blessings, and that I am called in your glory, and I can glorify you. This day, I receive, Father, and you receive me, that your favor in my life is mine. Thank you. I can bless others. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Day 24. God's best experienced strength and expect renewed strength. Those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40:31. Your expectation sets the limit and the help and height for your life. What you are expecting in is whatever you will have. Do you expect good things, bad things, little things, big things, bigger, anything at all? The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. The substance, faith is the substance. One definition of hope is trust, confidence. Confidence and confident expectations. Expectancy. Did you know your faith, God's faith alive in you, has begun with hope? Father can't exist without hope. First, your expectations set the limits for your life. If you never expect anything good, you're never going to receive anything good. If you don't expect things to get better, then nothing will get better. God promises to meet you at your level of expectancy. Jesus said it clear in Matthew 9:29. Act according to your faith, his great faith in you, be it unto you, it will be done. Another translation says simply, you'll have what your faith expects. God has expectations of you, and he expects you to expect him and his ways, to do what he says and honor his word, his own word, on your behalf. Start expecting to overcome every challenge you face that's offered for you to be distracted. Expect God to mend and meet your needs beyond what you can dream, before you even know you have a need. Ephesians 3:20. Your prayer for today. Father God, thank you for your love and blessing on my life. Today I raise my level of expectations and hope in you. And Lord, thank you for bringing to pass the desires you have put in my life and my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Day 25. Past hurts are forgiven. Let all bitterness, indignation, wrath, resentment, quarreling, and slander, evil speaking, abusive, or blasphemy language be banished from you. That is Ephesians 4:31. Did you know that bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment change you to the evil one, handcuffs you? Can you see they block the flow of God's blessing in your life? Carrying around hurt of your past poisons your present. This limits your future in God's goodness. But when you throw down these emotional, mental, physical wounds, you knock down the door to God's plans for your life story and victory. The enemy tries to use hurts of your past to choke you and choke your actions. But when you rise up and choose the forgiveness and forgiving those who have wronged you, you release your past to your Heavenly Father. God, in his loving care, floods over you, and you wake and walk in freedom. You get his joy in place of your sorrow. You get his peace in place of your shame. You get his victory in place of your hurts and lack of security and defeat. You get his greatest love. You are defined by God's word of love and his plans for you. You are not defined by your past. God sees you as his champion. Champion in all of life. Your prayer for today, my Heavenly Father, thank you for your gift of forgiveness. Thank you for loving me so much and setting me free. Thank you for searching my heart to show me any hurts or bitternesses I may have caused and need to release. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Day 26. You are God, says you are. For you are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, that you may do good works that God predestined, that you should live the good life which he prearranged to do the works of Jesus greater. Ephesians 2:10. God has called you to be the anointed and equipped person that he created. You are God's special workmanship. Psalms 139 says that God knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb. He anointed you. He gave you unique gifts, abilities, talents. God has a special plan for your life. When you are secure in who God made you to be, you can rest and resist the attempts of the enemy to pressure you. The enemy wants to mold you, demand you to be something you are not. He will try to make you think you have to comfort and conform to the opinions of others. He will challenge you. He hates God. As you continue to grow and develop through prayer and praise and worship in your relationship and fellowship with the Lord and with other believers, you will gain confidence in the Lord. Your trust in the Lord sets you free from the opinions and attitudes of other people. You are the person who God says you are. With God, you will grow and you will develop to be all God has called you to be. Your prayer for today, precious Father, thank you. Thank you for placing unique gifts, abilities, talents in my life. I believe you, and I know with your help, I will be all you have called me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Day 27, keep and guard your heart. Keep and guard your heart, and with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flows the springs of life. That's Proverbs 4:23. God is daily trying to plant seeds of joy and victory inside you. Your heart is the rich soil that flows the spring of life for these precious seeds. When you harbor bitterness, jealousy, or pride in your heart, God's rich seeds won't be able to take root. They cannot develop in you or your life. Jesus spoke of others often of how the enemy comes to steal the precious seeds of God's word. This attempt comes through careless worries, anxieties, temptations, recklessness. But you, your heart is rich, grounded, good, in good ground, for the seeds of God's good word. You must guard your heart by believing, by standing, that God's promises will come to pass. Circumstances may not agree or look so good, but God always honors His word. Keep guarding your heart through patience and faith and joy. Keep standing. Keep knowing that you will inherit all God's promises. All of them. Never give up. Keep watching. God develops His every seed and grows it. Your prayer for today, Heavenly Father, thank you for forgiving me the strength to guard my heart with you, Lord. Thank you for helping me stay focused first on you, Lord, at all times. Lord, help me stay focused on your thoughts, your love, your promises for my life. Thank you for the plans of victory and joy you have for me and for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Raise your image. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. If you think of yourself, see yourself as poor, defeated, miserable, then you will live a poor, defeated, miserable life. Did you know that you will never rise above the image you have of yourself in your own mind? To change your life, you have to change your thinking. Change your focus. When you change what you're thinking, what you're hearing, thinking, agreeing with, looking at, and believing for, God changes your life. You have to believe that God is for you. You have to believe that He desires good things for you. When you choose to stay focused on negative, defeating, worrisome things in your life, then by your own choice, you are agreeing with the enemy, giving him permission to challenge the Father through you. You cast the deciding vote to believe his lies. This keeps open the doors to destruction all over your life. Equally, when you choose to agree with God and his rich promises, his word, agreeing with the fact that you do and can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, then your faith, his great faith in you, is going to cause God to show up and on your life, and on behalf of your life, he will work supernaturally in your life. God will help you in your faith, your great faith, his great faith alive in you, to rise to new levels of victory. Soon you will rise to be the victorious champion God has always called you to be. Your prayer for today, Heavenly Father, thank you for helping me choose to agree with your word. Thank you for designing me to focus on the things that are great and good things in my life and keep first focused on you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Day 29. God delivered you. God is just, is a just God, and he will repay the exact compensation owed you. He will settle and solve the cares of his people. That's Hebrews 10:30. Are you waiting for your day of justice, repayment? Are you dealing with some case you see as unresolved from your past? Beloved, God promises in his word, Jesus is your vindicator, your warrior, your deliverer, your defender, the great I am. He will settle every case and repay everything many times over that the enemy has stolen or is trying to steal. But you have to allow Christ to settle your debts. You have to forgive others in the same way Jesus forgave you. When you were guilty of sin, Jesus forgave you. You have to release those who have wronged you from what you think they owe you. You have to free others so that you can be free. This is true forgiveness for everyone. When you walk and live in forgiveness, you are showing that you are trusting in Father God. You are trusting Father God to defend you, to repay you. Show God you have faith in him to be your defender. He already knows you do. He wants you to know you do. He is your defender God, your warrior. God honors you. He honors your faith, great faith, in him. He will completely move every single time on your behalf. Your prayer for today, precious Holy Father, thank you for defending me, for being my defender. I ask you today, right now, and thank you to search my heart. Show me any places I need to release to you anything that's needed. Help me to forgive. Help me to stay focused on your good things and thoughts for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Day 30. The victory is your praises to God. But you will give us victory over our enemies, and we will praise you and your name forever. Psalms 4, verse 7 and 8. When God commands something, it's going to happen. And it's going to happen beyond anything you can dare, hope, think, dream, or imagine. God has commanded you to victory. In Genesis 1, God commanded light to come. Light not only came, but it came at 186,000 miles per second. And light will keep coming. God is light. God has commanded many good things over your life. God commanded you to live in victory, with Him. This means that no matter how dark something is you're going through, know this, the dark has to give way to the light. It will give way. Defeat always gives in to victory. Hate always gives in to love. Your part is to open the door of praises and thank God continuously. You must praise Him. Praise His name instead of going around talking about your problems. You must talk about your God and His agreement and great love for you. Stop speaking words of defeat and failure. Speak words of love, faith, and joy, and peace, and trust, and victory. Quit worrying. Stop worshiping. Start praising and thanking God. Speak life. God will take you places and keep you in places that you never dreamed. You will experience the victories that God has claimed and commanded you be yours. Your prayer today is, O Heavenly Father, I praise you today for the promises of victory in my life. Thank you, Father, for your love, your word, your precious blood. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, who caused me to overcome. I speak only life now and from now on. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, with your daily devotional, 30 Days, the Champion in You, I want to share with you several prayers and praises that you can speak to honor and glorify the Lord and hear His praises in honor of you. So let's get started with prayers for salvation and baptism in the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In Acts 2:21, so I call on you, Lord. I pray, Father, asking Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord over me, over my life, according to Romans 10:9, because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe that God raised him from death, you will be saved. I do that now. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, and in death, I am now reborn. My spirit is reborn. Recreated, I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. I receive my salvation. I am saved. You also said, Father, in your word, Lord, if you then, evil as you are, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask and continue to ask. That's Luke 11:13. Lord, I am asking you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, rise up within me as I praise fully, expecting to speak with other tongues as you give me utterance. Amen. Acts 2:4. Beloved, Begin now to praise God for fulfilling you with His love and His Holy Spirit. Let your voice rise up in thanks and praises to Father God in the voice of the Holy Spirit He gives you. Use your voice as His voice to worship and praise Him in heavenly language. Make every day a blessing day. Your Father God has given you the greatest gift of the blessing of His love, His mercy, His forgiveness, and His life eternal with Him. And His life and eternity and our life and eternity are inseparable. They are together now. You are a born-again, recreated, spirit, full believer. You'll never be the same. Now find a strong, good Word of God preaching body of church believers. Become a part of a family, church or ministry family, who will love you and care for you as you care for them. We need to be joined together like a tight woven rope. It is God's plan for us to be strong in unity together. I praise my Father God. You are saved now, healed and made whole. We want to hear from you. Receive our ministry Great Life books and materials that help you live victoriously God's greatest faith blessings, and hearing daily and healing, learning to live a life in God's greatest love and His richest provisions and protections. In Jesus' name, I'm Rose. Amen.